So That's what the, I don't know if you're indicating or what the chair of it would be, to delineate the function away from DAP, and I asked DG, which we can have as a monitoring tool, that they should have a little secular to their counterparts in agriculture, to say the function by which the extension of DAP used to be part of the delineating plots is no longer applicable now that there's a department. So one part is the department interaction with the DAP, which we must oversee as a committee. The other part, I pick up a sense of legality, that if land invaders, you may not easily win that case. So it looks like there must be a land use plan or what. So I would say perhaps part of the monitoring tool would be to make sure that the department is able to defend with success court cases on this. You know, the political option is that there will be massive land invasion and the whole land administration issue will collapse unless this starts to be therefore also in court who are able to win. I don't know if I'm talking to chat and table there, but then the last issue perhaps the government could tell us about what public education awareness it is doing. What public awareness education they are doing. Perhaps the last one would be the tracking tool for progress of municipalities because the municipalities now that ultimately implement, like Chef said, yeah. So what is the department doing to capacitate the municipalities so that there's not a flawlessness so far as the land administration? Perhaps with those areas and those what my colleagues and my chair has raised, perhaps the FLUMA issue could be a good, so good arrest and grant again, even in formal settlement that would be started from during our time.
Before I take Honorable Chamberlain, the very simple thing that we give is that in the plan, the regular briefing from the department on how it is supporting the municipality, and also that we must have a demonstrated report on those tracking mechanisms in terms of the special implementation, and we can see that on how often the department will come to the committee on that part to form part of the portfolio of the IHR that the committee is briefed on.
Yes, listen, I think we need to find a way of getting a buy-in from local government. I'll say, let's say from the department, from COCA, the tracking and what we see in them, and at the same time direct interaction with municipalities, both the districts and local municipalities. But the other component that we should not leave out is those who look at this plume with suspicion. Because if we leave them out, we are going to be dealing with, we'll be doing crisis management going forward. Rather than if we now have a program to see how we engage traditional authority, not to agree but to understand what SPLUMA is all about. It's better if people understand what we're talking about but they disagree with it. And then when they disagree because they do not understand. There were public hearings on this SPLUMA. Maybe there were some shortcomings in those public hearings. Public hearing in terms of sending a message to those who are concerned to say, you've got something to lose on this end, or you've got something to gain. And if that message does not come out explicitly, people will not necessarily read the final detail of the invite. And that is the result that they were gaps in letting our consultative process. We had a meeting at this committee in our visiting the group, and we met with traditional leaders as part of the briefing. And what they said to us was, we hate SPLUMA. They don't say we don't like SPLUMA or whatever, we hate SPLUMA. and that we will not participate in anything that is that relates to the Soda's Blue, because it excludes traditional authorities according to them in the structure. Do we need to go to court first before we make the amends, or do we need to go to court before we call these people again to say, let us talk about it? We are not merely doing a review, but it is an outreach program to show them this is what we in the Zuma say, to literally even help you to manage your community, because let invasions now are beyond traditional authorities. People are defying traditional authorities and occupying them. I mean, those of us who live in rural communities, you know that better. Amakhosi used to have power some years ago, even if he did be somebody. Now those powers do not necessarily reside with them. So people know that very well. So they know if we invade that land and you stay for 3 months, then there's no way that anyone can remove you. But if they understand that this process will be helping them and there'll be other legal issues that will be taken by the state, for instance, to arrest people and charge them for land invasion, I think it will be you. I'm just thinking that the person will need to find a way out and commit the department to go and explain things to people, particularly traditional authorities. Or we as the committee jointly with the department should go out and address people, like traditional authorities, and try to convince them on this one. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That's a very valid indicator to ensure the specific implementation of the Zuma. I think acknowledgement will be a number for every of this that we have. You can have more than one indicator that will tell you whether you are achieving that objective. So it's not limited to one indicator per objective. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. We'll say that one. Honorable Walter.
Thank you, Craig. Just in terms of the indicators and what was discussed just now, I think that I'm very conscious of the fact that there's a risk in government in performance monitoring to also do it in silence. I think everyone is aware of it. I think it's something we should be cognizant of. A lot of what was mentioned earlier also think relates to the success of land reform district committees. Some of the other items that came up earlier that I could see in the program, district land reform district committees, to what extent are they up and running? What are the stakeholders that are included there? And I think we can also possibly brainstorm in more detail what can be the key performance indicators there. For example, acquiring land, the profitability of land reform projects, sustainability around this. So I think there's a cluster of indicators that are just around the committees, district committees, that we should be conscious of. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Andrew Watson, for that notion. And I think you can only be stressed on it just today. There was a point that said about land reform, part of engagement data. But thank you for that point.
The traditional leaders are not ever going to like democratization. Very few would. That's why in the 80s, the coming up of Contralesa was then not every traditional leader was able to endorse and support, but the progressive one understood. I seem to think that also we'll discuss further with the member of the rally, that they could deliberately support us. The Spluma is wholly lawful and constitutional. Wholly. No one can go to court and win it. They would have won by now if there was anything wrong with the consultative process. What is the latest in terms of information that if the Spluma regulations, you are the ex-civilian regulation, if the Spluma regulations that were being prepared, and those regulations, for instance, how do you get, I like this class yesterday when she said, you cannot own what you don't have, she put it nicely, you know. So in other words, the temptation by traditionalists to think that the land is there. That's where the problem is, you know. But now, I'm not talking to you, okay, I'm just theorizing the concept and the context, man. Yeah. But you said, Chair, and joined by another workers,
disciplinary committees, they're part of the solution. But I can tell you, it's like some school principals who don't like an LGBT because it's democratizing the power. You know, and the school principal wants to have that power to himself and or herself, and that's who it is or her. Whereas it should be democratized. That's the good parallel from where I see that defines internationalism to actually so I tell you, the context and the environment is around that because you want to democratize land use planning. And look at the people who have land in my village now in November, December. And I'm thinking, who then have to provide water, electricity, and what are they? It's no longer the traditional leader. And that extension officer who did that erroneously, why was that even they were brought in? It has then to be the local government that must bring services there. So why people have a problem with a democratic process of land use planning? But the department could come for the first time and brief us in the workshop, as for 1 day workshop, on Spluma regulations, so that we know. Yeah, our privilege, I did attend one department strategic planning in Johannesburg, I think chair an apology. So I've got some good insight into it, you know, yeah. So that would be, chair, that would be my story, just trying to enlighten the debate about the essence of the resistance is not shortcoming conservation. They will be in court, they will set aside. It's something else, because the power is now being democratized.
Clarify the statement that it's the development of regulations of the progress of the country, the development of the country, think about the application of those regulations that are in place.
Yes,
in my understanding, each and every municipality also has to pass some ordinance in relation to Zuma to effect it. An indicator has to be relating to the number of municipalities that have been able to pass that particular ordinance or municipal legislation. But I also want to indicate I'm a bit concerned if we are talking about land invasion without understanding the causes of factors, and also not perhaps bearing in mind the fact that there are also people who are being safe on the land. Talking about farm workers who are being evicted, and some of them are compelled to go and put up sex somewhere else. I just want us to be mindful of other ideas. We need to manage the process where land invasion is happening in a manner that undermines agrarian transformation, and we need to deal with it. But we also must be mindful of what actually drove people to occupy the land in this manner.
I
think that, yes, I understand we're talking about Sukuma, but I think the underlying debate or discussion that we have here is what are the institutions that are in place to first, and I think that's part of this legislation, the Act, as well as what is the capacity of municipalities, let's say areas where previously was a capacity, let's say areas where traditionally designed place. How are institutions put in place to make firstly planning and land use a reality? I think it ties up with the other institutions that are being created at the district level. That's the point I made earlier. If I take, to Member Mandela, just to also make a bit of perspective, the land rights, land rights management units. It's also something that has been upgraded previously in committees. It's also supposed to operate at a district level. It's also the capacity is not in place. Therefore, we run into the type of problem that mentioned by Member Adela. And it's also because there's no clear capacity in place to deal with things like evictions and land invasions. It often becomes matters of opinion. You know, if we don't have an effective system to deal with illegal evictions, it's going to remain a matter of speculation and electioneering there amongst the politicians as opposed to us being able to make the constitution and all the rights contained with the reality of South Africa. And I would also like to put into the mix. There's, in, from a human rights point of view, there's no difference between, let's say, to use the stereotypes of a commercial farmer illegally evicting somebody, or a traditional leader illegally evicting somebody. Everyone's entitled to the same rights. It goes back to what's the capacity that we are putting into place at a district level in a manner that's not in a silo, it's not different departments, different levels of government operating in isolation from one another. How do we pull the institutional capacity together to not only pursue land reform objectives, but also to make the right of all South Africa the reality? I think that's my thinking regards to that, and I would like that to be reflected also in the objectives and our thinking, if everyone agrees. Thanks.
Thank you very much. And I think it links somehow to what you can in terms of doing municipality as well, health capacity, and ensure that all those who involve health capacity in this particular issue. I think we need to find how to bring that particular argument into something that can help the community to monitor this particular object. I'm going to say that we move to the next important one. Okay, and honorable Sudan? Sorry.
Thanks for the opportunity. I still have another country to take where we are. There's quite a few issues that I want to sensitize the committee about in this context of land use management. I'm not going to confine myself to just Bloomer. Bloomer is just one element of it all. For starters, currently, municipalities just do not have the structure to do this. Now, back in the municipal environment, you will find that the definition of the various departments of municipalities, whether it's local or district municipality, they hardly have this kind of department. Currently, there's a very big debate about whether a culture of airplane is actually in function of local government or not. The federal statement that was issued by Treasurer, it will have 58, if I'm not wrong, is in December 2012. When I left local government in May 2013, there was still a big debate at Falga level as to whether agriculture is a competency of the local government or not. And actually raised the matter in Parliament the other day, and Minister of Local Government, not local government, agriculture, forests, responded by saying that, you know, well, there is no intention to change the constitution in that respect. You know, we say that, allocate functions, of the various tiers of government. So that becomes problematic. If agriculture alone is not confirmed to be a function of local government, which takes me to the second point, which is that when any government approaches local government, they approach them exclusively in the context of a project that they want to run. It's never generic. There is no body, there is no department at the moment. I think Skuma was an attempt to address it. If the Department of Minerals want to go there, they're not going to talk to that community generally about what role the community should be playing. They'll talk about it in the context of the mining that they want to do, how it's going to affect people economically and socially. And so there is that vacuum. And then you find the same vacuum at municipal level. You're not going to find the equivalent of the Department of Local Affairs of Rural Development, and then you'll get regional officers of the department there. And then it's almost like a deviation from the norm for local government to say, okay, this Department of Rural Development, what do they want to do with us? Which door do they go to? Municipal manager or a section head? And so it is that much fragmented. As a result, you find that only going to get at a community level a spasmodic and sporadic engagement with the community. What should happen is that there should be a program. You remember, I was involved in November 1999 to December 2000, when local government was about to be introduced. You remember the first election were in December 2000. I was involved in the whole Asambo region. And the message, I was working for the IDC on a part-time basis, and the message I kept saying to the people was to say, local government should be embraced because it's going to help you, the community, at various level, to take your own decisions about your own future. That's what the basic concept of introducing local government to people. And then I will even say that one committee is going to be like a cabinet sitting in Bito, in the provincial government, that are good affair people to. We'll have someone who is like a minister of economic affairs, land affairs, and so forth. But I don't think we have deepened our democracy to a level where those world countries see themselves in that light. Something is more attractive than what I'm saying.
I'm a very competitive person. Okay.
I don't think that our board committees have reached a stage just to realize what the role and how committees they are supposed to play in the democratization of the processes at the level. The reason I'm saying this is because I have a lot of development in the 10 years that I was working in local government space from 03 to 2010. I have never found in any of the villages that I worked in O.R. Tambo a ready to work with committee, village committee, ward committee. I was told so-and-so is responsible for housing. And when I speak to this member, who is supposed to be responsible for housing or LED, whatever, okay, I would find that these people have got hardly any knowledge of how, what local economic development is about, and so on and so on. Although I would be introduced by the ward councillor to the person, and they would say, this is the person that you can run. And they would find that each case, these people need not just training, but orientation for that matter as to how they are, what role they are supposed to play. So you can receive function at local government level. Now imagine an official from rural development trying to work through that maze of situations. You've got a traditional leader who feels sidelined. You get the ward councillor who has got certain other things that he must attend to. You get a transport system that does not allow a ward councillor midday to move in any direction using public transport except moving towards town. Because that's how the transport system works in one area. All transport moves towards town. And then afternoon all transport comes back from town. There is no crisscrossing. I've raised this at local government level, but speaking to people from National Department of Transport, you're just a middle manager working for a development agency. You're not even in the municipality, just as well as yourself. Middle manager working for a development agency, and you come up with those ideas and you say to transport people, big guys coming from Victoria, reorganize the transport system such that your very ward councillor can be able to move from village to village. That gets forgotten before the next week they are flight back to Victoria. And in about 10 years on, we haven't developed people at local government level. Guess what, in closing, people on the ground do not know how to take decisions because they have not been orientated on how to take care. They are only successful. They decide when you come to them about whether they want them or not. But generally, the administration, they are just not there. So there is that gap. And if we're talking about rural development in projects, this is one of the functions that this department, working probably in conjunction with culture, they will have to go that direction. That is my concern to what I'm doing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. At some point, I said you have one started saying that there is a need for a program. But I didn't get subsequent to what you said. You finishing what you said, but you didn't see which was an indicator that should be used as a. Yes, thank you.
There needs to be a program to orient the community at work level on how to help society development. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And again, can we make one passing statement instead of the issue on the land use management across the whole sector? But I'm the chairperson and the everyone there that you said on the issue that we call it.
Oh, sure. The first one is the issue. I think the municipality is expected to develop the Honorable Mandela's reaction of the ordinance. They are expected to develop the special land use framework. Yes. Then the other one is the, yes, then what is it? the Council of, I think we should think about the role of the Council of stakeholders in the communities, because to me, I think that one is the structure that is driving the development within the communities, as it is composed by various stakeholders. But how does it work together with the white communities? Because in those areas of what white communities, then we've got the other stakeholders established by the Department of Rural Development. How they integrate or align their initiatives? Thank you.
Other Mandela, were you going to say something? And then from there I'll take Honorable Len. Thank you.
No, no, Chair, it's just that we need to be even more specific. We can't speak about development in general, because development means a lot to a lot of people, you know, but it has to be brought in line with our objectives. It has to do with social development, with rural development, certainly just want us to add it in line with the suggestions and the local targets as well.
Very much, Honorable Madeira. I think the points are very important. The direction to come up with the mechanism that will tell us whether we are indeed ensuring that money is implemented effectively. And that's all the aspects that I think are planning the 2 months ahead and eventually in a long term, not just tomorrow or within this term. So the thing is to be around it. Indeed, you are correct.
One point that I have emanates from what we heard yesterday about the attitude of institutions that are being set up. Now, I think Honorable Minister raised this issue, and I'm reminded by this when the chair meetings about the Council of Stakeholders. We're going to be having district and committees and then we're going all that are occurring at the local thing. Now, one of the issues that I've noted is this whole idea that we should think about having some kind of a workshop with the community, first to really understand how do these structures, these institutions work together, just to avoid the duplication, how do they complement one another. If we're talking about training, for instance, the district and committees need to identify land needs. There is a fact that you like training and could be because there is a land need. So district land committees have to identify the needs, the needs, identify strategically located land which they need to purchase proactively and then distribute. So, you know, all this is something that we need to really every day when we think about this, and what I'm proposing that we can cut across the whole range of different programs where we think about different policies and how different institutions are going to be willing to do that. That empowers the committee to really begin to see effectiveness of this program.
I think we are talking about conceptualizing how land reform is driven where it actually needs to be driven. It's not something that can be done nationally. If you look at what the NDP is saying, if you look at what the various problems that we're experiencing, there's quite a support that we actually need to visualize how land reform will be operating, all the different institutions that are supposed to be placed. And I think we might even look at different types of districts where it can be applicable. If you say the Western Cape district where there's lots of commercial agriculture, it's a fairly developed environment, that's one setting. So you have the difference between in the middle of the former Transkei, that's a very particular setting. And I think that it would be a very useful exercise if at this committee we have a common picture in our heads. And I would support that proposal. Thanks.
Thank you. I propose an indicator, an important note in our plan, so that you don't need bringing together all the ideas, especially the last one. As I said, I'm not going to say number of restaurants with the affected stakeholders, I would like to just make one. That I think it can be conceptualized. The concept owner will find the concept known to one. That means we have to deal with all the affected stakeholders. In realizing that, Luma is eventually implemented effectively within this term. It will be, then we can decide on the target, the position target, the on-ramp in 1 quarter of 1 year. This year, next year, that one, but it will be in the target of the target. I think because I'm just bringing all the discussion together. But the app will still happen. This was more of a global indicator.
The
The other one that I think is very important to clarify is in terms of the rural youth development program. I am not used to the director, so I just signal it if it is correct, NARIFP.
Thank you very much. I would also wish to help you. I know you're very patient with us for your principles, but to help you make sure that we answer the designated time. So my help would be to say, on another national rural youth that is the young fairly called. Yeah, thank you. So what in my view it helps your indicators here. Youth are helped by development up to 5,000 over a 5-year period. And what the committee department will say, those youth walk home without anything after that. But you call it a training program. But they walk home with nothing. So my proposal in terms of application and what? Target is accreditation, right? Beyond accreditation, where maybe the economy is like dealing with the Department of Higher Education, the CCAS, and the tertiary institutions, the academia, who would then define the course content, the module, and the various levels. You know, you have the staff nurse, you have the sister, you have the, you know, so the various levels. Maybe after 2 years, it used to be having this kind of a qualification. After 3 years, it used to be having this. And so on. I end up with career happy because I thought let me go ahead and be precise what one wishes to see. That's a presentation in college. Career happy. You know, if you train someone for a 1 year of learning, because you know that person is going to be an old learner. And you go, I'm going to be often subscribed and like that. Example. Now, so career happy. The one who has 8 or 5 years, what can he do when he or she goes to community or to be absorbed in the municipality department. So it looks like there's a gap there, there's nothing. After that 5 years, you go to municipality, it doesn't count that level. So after application, it must be there that the person can be an office, like an agricultural detention office or something. So that's the whole thing, Chair. Thank you, you can pretty much pay attention.
I think what you need to understand, I indicate that from the committee point of view, in terms of responsibility, we need to ensure that this program can be better attention.
Yes.
I'm going to look at that. We put an indicator that says number of departmental briefing on the implementation of the narrative. But as really, the committee will say upfront and index that we. Because another thing we must say, what are the things that we need to add? We've mentioned things like number of accreditations, those holders need to pass into that briefing structure. Because one important part of oversight where now time can be made by the committee when you put the department, they are pretty much new well like that, must be up to the template of the committee. So that they want to tell you the things they don't want to help you to tell whether they are not doing well or not. So that briefing should be framed in a way that is in an index form where or in a template form where they can get it done now. They want it to be free, but people want to use the same. It can be a legitimate reason that they go. So the those kinds of things, I guess that it can be helpful to say if one day they are visible when they come, that must be part of the item of reading and then we are able to monitor the source. We'll do that as an indicator in the success implementation of Narita. And then we can decide the committee when to take the second target. How many of them? Yes. How many of them, you know, all those kinds of things, I think we can start it.
I think the first one will be the number of students that have been taken for that learnership for an AMSEC program, and also the gender breakdown in disability. The other one, the institutions which are training them. Yes, and also the time frame for the training. Where have they started? When are they going to? To complete. Then I think the other one, the impact, because at the end of the day, they can be great, but the impact, that training, the training that has been provided is going to make those young people.
Yeah, thank you very much. Perfect. Shall we move? We speak on the point that we raised by Madam Mbui.
Thank you so much. I didn't want to get the issue about the Oxford Development Canal, how it helps to help the unscrupulous people who sell land at exorbitant prices. So the point is, as this money is set aside for the establishment of that office, and I think they are warm with it now. Perhaps what should be there should just coming to be briefed by the department and for the committee to interact with that particular office to find their scope, role, their mandate. Maybe they are fitting with the already 50 cases where they are valuing and all that. Just as far as getting inside that tool is functional, that you can put in better terms, but that's a project.
My giving for the same process as the previous one. What I realized, fellow members, in my session committee, that we don't have specific instruments that help us to conduct oversight for a specific department where we get what we want to see. And this must be up front for ourselves, so we know what we want. And then we can do to check to what extent do we want to expect them to do. Thank you very much. Honorable Secretary and Honorable Chen, thank you.
Thank you, sir. The recent advice by the department for not spending a certain million on that you've trained from was that they found out too late that the facilities at which they were supposed to be trained were not accredited. So it behoves us therefore to go out and see if the facilities, and I think it's what I was also better, if those facilities exist, we might fix and approve budgets and expect that people are going to train, only to find that there are no facilities to stop, because when they get people, they are either reported or they are the first year. So it's imperative for us to go and satisfy ourselves. Also, something that I've been calling for a long time, what does that mean nowadays, generally speaking, online jobs, especially for one, is social economic improvement. Since coming to Parliament, I've noticed that this is not an element that is a prescribed reporting element. I think that's what one of the concerns that I'm getting from the issues where it exists only. It's not included in the report, in the reporting, format of government. And if we don't do that, it means all we're watching as committees is the flow of outflow of budget with not necessarily an inflow of socio-economic improvement. We don't have instruments for doing that. It's just mentioned instruments. How do we see that a project in a given area has actually resulted in socio-economic improvement? I know that IGP, for instance, got such instruments than in many other institutions. And if we don't have that, we can have billions flowing out without communities improving. That should be one part of what we do. But first, the department is going to accept that we need them to have their.
That would be an indicator that would say that I'm not going to, I can say number of things because you will visit more than one institution. Number of visits to, or number of institutions visited in terms of verifying their accreditation status, credit assurance, and all those kind of things. And I think we can break that. Honorable Chair.
I think this is the new office that has been established, that we need to check the allocation of their resources, because we keep on establishing units but not allocate resources for those units to be functional. Then the other one, I think our responsibility is to go with the visitor office, who's many the office, how many people are there watching this, that they are asking. Thank you.
To make us be able to say, let's line up the indicators. That's what we can. Some of them are able to go in, but let's go and get. Honorable Guni, there was a piece about ICB, which was a very, very core one that said that the need to subject one to parliament process in terms of things like appointment and everything. So,
yeah, I can find.
it's very hard to write half a sentence there. But in end, but the one person appointed by whatever other mechanism, they end up in, they were appointed about 10 years ago, I right? Can support, and they just simply get extended. And stuff will be uncalled for, and that ends up the administrative prison like T3 or something. Yeah, so that is the idea.
Okay. If I may still ask through you, Chairperson, on this one, would it require a sort of amendment of the legislation at UPA? So let's look at the legislation engine, the committee, then that will be very clear. And no, thank you.
Well,
Chief,
I think that's what you say, the amendment, because the issue of the board is part of the act. We need to amend, we need to make sure that they facilitate the amendment of that act. And also to monitor the support that the department is giving to ICD, so that ICD must be focused, and also to oversight the community, which are taking people from this service to them. What is it? Yeah, all these things which ICD generally from, because yes, also making this planner and also find out really. But the other factor, the second thing was the issue of to ensure that they finalize the policy. A policy, but a policy, policy on the funding of these cultural events, the funding of I'd love to
most of the aspects of amendment of the offer of the GLN you, for example, the public work may not cut across. So when you do indigenous for you, those things will be integrated well. They should integrate indigenous, because when you put indigenous, you cannot just generalize. So with the team will help in terms of identifying those indigenous that is outstanding and those that are actually for your pipeline. And then we'll spend all those aspects of, for example, for this one, how many passing areas are required, how many indigenous all those. So in that plan, we'll show you in that session. But who can be in terms of the legislation that this committee is going to process in this very type of parliament. That's my
name. This one is, I think it's a very important matter for the committee. But I also want to see the committee, how are we going to deal with this matter differently? In the last 3 years, 4 years, the chapter secretary, the department please submit legislation, try to see it, and nothing comes. Please submit, and nothing comes. How are we going to do things differently to ensure that there's adherence to those, you know, timeframes that we get given at the beginning of the year?
I fully concur. One more follow-up now, Chair, which is the new thing that came. It's not the new, but I'm saying it came out of the workshop. I don't think a committee was ever much late. Yesterday, the ethereum, I think that under the category of the legislation, we were told by the experts that we are in violation. Our own parliament, half of the other parliament in violation. So ethereum, shall I request that we stop the item that looking at it specifically, whether the funding comes to paper and all the same stakeholders, and we zoom into that and we define what to do about it. Because it's been really late early yesterday.
Very difficult for me to raise things that I think that the category of participating, and this is what we think that we will do. But I can say that you think it up. Thank you very much. Let's take the time now, and use it after we have addressed the capacity and alternative with what my colleague is taking care of. The specific indicator that deals with the compliance in terms of China submission of the legislation in terms of how we agree. So, that is difficult to measure in our plan, whether you have a plan and everything, but definitely let's put a time frame and then get them to our task for it, because we're not going to stay with it outside that. So we need to make sure that we know this legislation needs to be submitted well in terms of the progress of time. So we can just put that in here to say, we are very specific on those particular pieces of legislation in the plan. Say, this needs to be in on in quarter one, quarter two, quarter three, quarter four, and everything. So that is a very, very simple. We can do this even electronically. That we are using this pattern that we know, and they submit a message for the private. Let us at the end of the day say, they are not really respecting the body time of what we can indicate that we say that we have that one. Looks like a committee has been killed, you know, that's not doing it, so I can't do it. So we know that we have a plan, we change the department, and in the that's to have a plan, putting everything in our plan, that's the thing that we recommend at the protocol committee. And they have been aware of, I think they'll be scared, they know that, okay, this is what you're expecting from the committee, and we know the plan, we know that you're finished. So they'll be more prepared as well, instead of maybe writing a submit, next month or submit, in the next program, but if we keep well planned, then we're able to hold them back out. So thank you, Danny.
Alright, thank you, sir. My understanding of the way in which human beings behave is this. When you want a human being to deliver excellent service, you offer them a choice. Either you incentivize them, give them an incentive that they would really die to get, or you penalize poor performance. In the absence of both, serving yourself emotionally as well as intellectually for below average performance. I don't know, I'm not going to go through the maze of punishment that ministers as well as civil servants are supposed to suffer when they don't get that kind of service, manner of service. But that's the route that needs to be taken. If we continue to talk around that,
and never implement it. The standard of service by our government can only go down, but not related to remedial nurses, because it's going to be very, very tough. But I think of us as a result of a crisis stage now, where it has become very, very evident that there is across the board under and poor and non-development. So that's why the number of service delivery process, we average in 27 a day. That means you're having about 1.8 million people if you take an average of 200 people.
The service delivery, you know, products.
Look at about 1.8 million people who participate in those. Think when construction filled the streets of Johannesburg for 8 hours. They went into thousands. Let alone particular, you know, companies differently from as often. Just take the average range of locations, you know, process. That is a measure of how low the service is by government in South Africa. These are steps which have been confirmed by researchers. Percentage process rate is a huge amount, number of employers. That means you don't bother to go out, who in one way or another register their unhappiness with the service. And unless our government negotiates itself mentally and emotionally, say, there's got to be consequences for poor and underperformance. Time and listen to the reports of various departments in parliament. You're going to find that over 90% of them have got either irregular expenditure and or under expenditure. But we can't pass it through parliament every year. So if we can try and pull off stops, just this one department and make sure that this is a very, very critical department. That one, the consumption of the liberation of our people in South Africa rests on good governance by this department. Not worried about so many others. This department and Home Affairs, these two just cannot afford to face the country. Just in closing, when it comes to poor land, all of us have got five big rivers, huge rivers that run through it, taking billions of liters of water per day to sea. We pointed out to the development agency as far back as 2004 that let's find a way of capturing this water. Not one, nothing was done for many, many years. Even the province of capital property to do something about it. I'm not sure if there is any irrigation here. So in this half time, all our country should not even be worried about scarcity of water, just for irrigation, let alone anything else. So this is what I'm trying to get to. People who are earning over a million rands, you know, a year, should be taking forward planning very seriously. I never forget the day when I spoke to an MMC of a local municipality. It was about 10 years ago. And I said, why isn't your 10-year plan? He said, as a councillor, I am not expected to think beyond 5 years. Not expected. That was the kind of mentality that shocked me. I was a civil servant. Guess what? That person is now, he was mayor, that person is now in charge of the district municipality, separately, you know, which carries 1.4 million citizens. Now, if that was the mentality at the time, and is allowed not to think beyond ideas, because he said, my term is of ideas, and I'm not expected to think beyond that. So, that kind of mentality is their political agenda. How much more people serve with their 5-year contract? So, we need to be deep into that. I'm not a specialist in human resource management, but if the thoughts can be taken to specialists in that field, then they should be able to come up with a plan. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honorable President, I think you have touched on the national regulation, the effective regulation, which is good. There was another outstanding issue that was raised by Honorable Williams about ensuring departmental compliance, so, but specifically, you are referring to PSFA, which is more against. Okay? But then I'm going to take the last issue that Honorable Williams raised and the one that you raised is also about ensuring compliance, you know. To say that you show that the department complies with ADC and everything, but the main issue, the main question is that make sure that the department perform and we work to have
said whether the department when they had a chance is presented based upon the fact that is the one that has done what we are saying. The one that was raised by Honorable Mugui will be like a timely submission of the report, timely submission of comments, and but that's not important. In terms of the set of the outcome for the school that was updated, there's a need to make sure that all plans of the department align with the specific outcome in the NEP and MCSS. So ensuring alignment is one, and then the rest will go. So those are the things that when we engage, we change the set of alignment, but it must always be 100%. Then when you want to get aligned, learning about what you have to see, because quite often there's poor alignment in all these different aspects in the department. But that is right what I want to throw in from the So those are the indicators to throw the fee, but the one that I think in terms of spending, awaiting budget, not adaptation, awaiting an update is one that is noted as an indicator. But it's hard to make on a regular basis, make sure that when recommendations are made, when they come in, somebody they say, hey, there must be improvement, there must be movement in terms of government.
So we just take those ones, we just take those that are key, not just everything that are great, that can be learned and implemented. And I remember earlier on SSSS, the plan must be simple, must be achievable, must be, all those types of smart indicators that are SSSS. So we hope we get those things that are, need to be there, not everything. So that one was very, very specific. The other one was the ICT was great, fire, very good. This is about timing. The committee time is not something that we need to worry about. It's an internal issue that we can deal with internally. The next reform, there was issue about the need for the department to allocate enough resources in this length reform effort in general. I think, in my view, Honorable my colleague, that the management, the triple DR will then be a mechanism where we assist, we ensure that for we motivate for the interest of budget review, not be the instrument to ensure the allocation of resources and think about budget in the case, to then have that confidence of the web of the country.
I think the B2B process definitely will be useful for discussion. We've written so many reports up to now. I'll come back to these issues and we've made recommendations. And one of the recommendations that has sort of been recurring about considering an increase in the number of restrictions and increasing that allocation, but what we are seeing and even with what is shown here, that it's not increasing at that. So, and we take into consideration concepts within which we are here. But we also have this money as they are used as we commented the model of funding restitution. Suggests to me that we should think about if we should have national treasury here. Thinking about reading with national treasury, and we can again call the auditor general. See, depending on what the needs are, and really talk about, try and understand, you know, where, you know, the direction which they are taking, and we have bring these issues about where analysts are saying it will take 144 years, and the department say no. So what is the projection of the department? We're not sure. So I think that we need, the committee needs that engagement, even before, because these are very general recommendations, to understand why it's there.
Thank you.
particular person or minister of his own faith. Last thing was there was a challenge in the untraceable faith, which the registration can't, in other words, the registration can't faith, definition. Which is impossible because if a person has died, the children are dead, you know. But there was no being untouched. So I think those issues were not taken into consideration. But the great distribution, I think the policy on the issue that is raised by members of the political partnership, and whatever the policy on the gap. Because I said they have reduced the policy. I think that we need to get that. The judgment on the approval of this headquarters, because it will address some of the issues raised by the members with regard to the issue of strategic partners, you know, the main choice, the co-management issues, and the equity. The issue of this the other, because it falls under redistribution. And all issues of this list length, we need to know. Are they aware of the land that has been built? And also the signing of this agreement with the leases. And the generation, the revenue which they are generating out of those lease agreements. I think working together with the Department of Agriculture, post-secondary support. And the technical support and also the financial support, training.
If so, what is our idea?
have never been discouraged. Because I never come across a process. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let me also be prayer in terms of the engagement of the committee with the minister. Either in advance or, you know, as a just to get the but externally involved in the what I think of the party to be decision making or in touch with the budget process.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to say to that I know that it has been the influence of you because local government is a national, is a provincial competition. So in the influence of you, when dealing with the dollars and the finances, they do call it the market from the shell. So they have the influence of you call from shell at different. Yes. If I may just also remember that in addition to the normally the provincial budgets are also subject to the public participation. They convene public hearings in all provinces before. But in our case, and in our, as far as I know, in this committee, in my experience in previous committees, there is no room for such public participation. I think what we, whatever one is suggested, actually consider doing, share with Mr. Becky, is that we as a committee must begin to be inputting and influencing the process in our own department. Because that process, normally how we mention at the end of the year, it starts, I think, September, October. So we must, how is the even going to start when the allocations have been made? We must actually try to influence it, especially if we want to accelerate the whole issue of land redistribution, land restitution, given the demand and all these areas.
Thank you, Mr.
I just think through this is the money thing, from basically our because you know, as an education, that you want to use your rather thing. The budget of the department. But if we can have enough time, the issue is time. Because there's a, you know, limited time to do that. But if we can give it enough time. So that after the department has presented its budget, before you have been here, because you have the right to amend the budget of the department. So, cinema in your fight, I'm going to move on.
Now, I was just going to say what I was going to say. I participated the province last year, short of the because of what he said, the Spending Commission of Operation has brought in my house. But I have a an example that you gave us, imagine one day as members of the police, you wake up, you get to say, I'm a man of the community. But you didn't get seen the commander of the finance. So what I have to say, that complements the effort of the finance committee and school. Finance committee do good public call for public comment, including quite bad. So in exchange, together with finance, we can show either it's actually to the responsibility of the committee to do it. It's not really the delegation that so that can be said. It's probably never happened. Should we get the order for amendment, this is a delegation of all right. This has also happened because the triple pillar, with the triple pillar, the children are okay. And this is just an example which is already able to process before the extra day for the NSS approach to get the amendment. But if you do concentrate yourself, that's why they're changing. But then, there was 10,000 that would be like crazy. And this then, and then, the issue could be not like this. Thank you.
Are you going to answer about
need to have a program to really make sure that there's education in general. So will the students again expect to say, department needs to ensure that there is a program in place to be able to make sure that those candidates ready up and move on.
that those people are linked to the animal. From my discussion with the people who are involved in farming in my area, they are very aware about animals. I don't know whether they use the horses or not, but I think we need to have lots of outreach models in telling all those involved in production that you do not have to worry about getting the market. The market will be with the animals, you know. Already in this case of restitution, when we give people land, if they are going to use that land for agriculture, we should be telling them that there is a place where we can take your produce. But at the present moment, I'm not sure whether it's only in the areas where I'm working in the world where the problem is.
Thank you very much. Many relations just to test rather in such a program the department and whatever from how that program is being
brought out.
That's my key. From his side, there will be a question of, for example, the
by the department themselves, there's going to be territorial protection. People know that, and they will hold that in the searches, that this should rather be done by a given department. I know, I'm working with the health department. You will not get any votes. They are ones who protect themselves, not ones who cross over to a given ministry. I'm saying this because I've seen people that I just not know moving from a cover to a reform and myself on the basis of personal preference and convenience. Thank you, Chair.
Just a brief one. I think that something we picked up last year was the potential of doing for program in the CDP. So what you mentioned in terms of the part of the agriculture, forestry and the emissions. So I just saw that there was an interesting one with small business development. And one of the things that's under assessed in the land of the market is the most thing to the emerging farmer is that new businessman. There's a lot of demand, it's not significant from that type of interaction. So I suggest that you look at joint portfolio committees and we maximize it more. And I think you touched on the potential last year. Thanks.
Thank you very much. I think the first point, the further you can take right now, the very first thing is that the education that can be followed up to what sort of understanding is like it. Because now we need something independent. Because previous one, the story that I'm telling, but now they're very right. So those indications are in there too much, but the third one will be the very creepy, and then the last one will be the economic power. Thank you very much. Accepting the tenants' funds or tenants' funds that are reserved for utility empowerment program, the thing is that the department is not using this flexible or even making use as this at all. Okay. So the short term development, what will tell us that we are doing, we are ensuring that the department is looking at the current system?
Yeah. I think the question then, within department to something else. And very, very strong advocates of the capacitation skills development and all that would leave of the big calendar that you need for development. That is not the fundamental one there. I would rather go for stronger mental strengthen our mental monetary capability. I would rather we come up with a more regular, asking for more regular update on how to keep those numbers of qualifications that, you know, that people, you know, have got, and whether those people have been placed there, you know, anyway, and so on and so on. That's a lot of fun. I don't want to do those ones there, you know, where, but we know that there, when it came to the budget, it was the triple R, I had a question, but that was where, at the fair of the moment, stay rather, use the certain amount of money to source to do something else, but I was still believing that it should be properly within the same, you know, where the department as it were, for the business sense.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I know this was made by yourself. I want to just tell you what is the reason for the grouping of the products that we can use one indication to check whether something is missing in Malibu kind of things, like the one that has bacteria and the one of the comprehensive like involvement of many people with disabilities in all these comprehensive development programs and that is the need to monitor the outcome of those on type of programs. If you can at least come with us one thing in case that we can use to make sure that that aspect is but if you can make it down as one
thank you very much, Mr. The indicator would be the sort of thing or anything in our group, including women, youth, and people with disabilities. But I want to come also if other countries are having a problem regarding energy funding. I think it's actually linked to the earlier discussions around accreditations. And we're trying to add certifications. It's not so much the two are interdependent. There will not be certification if there is no accreditation. So, but the rules are all we need to establish whether the training is in terms of security development at 18.1 or 18.2. The two 18.1 is for employed for workers. There's no security development. 18.2 is for unemployed. And unemployed will be the one that are part of the next set because they are usually not born from the community. So we need to know or assess whether it isn't part of something that is 100% of us on profit, or rather making use of business because they can tell you. So I think that's the point.
Again, slightly in a research format, I listened to the review, but it's not really a research format, which is where we are. Given the very high unemployment that we're experiencing in the country, how about suggesting to the government that they should give us information as to how many jobs, no matter temporary or semi-permanent, are being paid, whatever figure we think is appropriate for creating a job. I know you can read the job, which I kept there on $5,000. If, for instance, there's a training, there's 77 million allocated, you know, for training deals. As a result of that operation, how many jobs are created? So the outcome doesn't look good. Not only be so many youth people were trained and did other qualifications, but during the training itself, how many jobs are going to create? In terms of catering, property maintenance, and trainer, and so on. In that way, we get a good understanding of how government is doing and what our serious governments are about job creation. Not just a nice job, they come to airport in Pretoria, in Pretoria, in an air conditioned office. You drive to the EPM government, you get a 1% senior rent per annum, you go five down, came down every week. And so on and so on. It is really nice. But first, to the public, then you can go to the website. I said, the planning information, you know, but if you want to need to think on those tests, you know, to say, for every 10,000 men, so many jobs have occurred, we can make a huge difference. It is lovely to achieve back home. Just living in our life. When we know that we are charged with responsibility of making sure that they can put bread on their table. Just look at that department and see what the work of the government is going to be. For every 10,000 place or for every million, whatever, how many jobs are we going to feed us? How sustainable are they? And we have reports on that. And I think catering, poverty management, and so on, just because of certain programs on the VA, all of us. Thank you.
Yesterday I was watching the presentation by the Department of Training and Education. And I'm not express my general satisfaction with maybe I can see what I want to see, I might have been saying something else. But I can see in terms of the ages, the NDP and the MCSS, it's where they are from the extent of contributing to rejection of unemployment. The department, I'm put here, like this is what I'm doing, this is the So what can they contribute to that particular outcome about reducing unemployment? And this is getting education on a regular basis. That's half of the honorable member, he has to, I don't know what maybe I might have changed, you are not, but I think I would love to see if you can do one outcome, I'm going to do something that is
they cannot be trusted to us. And that's why the approach is fairly innovative. It's a new way of thinking. We've got a huge challenge of unemployment and so forth. We can't just start with 1950 systems where people have come for the money that they would give. We're offering a third interest to our friends for the people who are on the streets living jobs. Thank you.
Instruments, effective instruments, not just to like play or
right, but it's just people that is woken up and that is not even aware of. That we are trying to do that. We're not doing it, we must not be doing it at a specific level. And I think the next step would be for the community, the team, together with some other communities, to be more beyond and have those kind of common indicators, impact out on the level. I think just professor from you, from UWC, who made that quickly, that they need to, you know, as a community, to look at both outcomes and impact indicators in terms of your, what you call input, output, indicators and things like that. And have complementary concrete indicators. And I think we are moving in that direction to say, we are going to develop a plan of income. What is that income for? And not only for them, and I think what they are doing to have a business. So, but it's like something that is done like that, so that you can do the same. You know. And this is not just for people, but the first that I think is a very, very funny,
thank you. And I think he can tell at that rank. So
So we recommend all members come back and report that they didn't have symptoms of those. So this is how we need to reflect in the place. That's the way that we kept it correct. Honorable,
well, thank you, Chair. For that to work, well, for us as a community, we need to formulate a standard reporting format. Otherwise, I'll go there and I'll make sure that the reporter does not need, you know, rubbishes, you know, with, or accentuates or glorifies the ruling party, depending on how I feel or which party I belong to. Not a very short activity, you just respond according to a given set of questions. What are you looking for? What is this? Yes, no. Then you can have a comment at the bottom. Do it differently, you get all sorts of skewed and biased reports, negatively or positively. But if the thing is beyond that, we should also be scientific enough to say, Mr. Rivlin, not that we have scientific enough to say the constituencies from which we come would stand in at the leader's position because of the very monitor in them at no extra cost. Not that much, but I say. But the consequences which are not related to anyone of us. What percentage of our time are we going to spend on those consequences which are outside our own individual interests? So that we're not seen as a committee that favors only constituents of members of this committee. We're going to be watchful and careful about that, you know. So that's where the scientific approach to it all in terms of presentation. Also, timing has got a lot to do with it. At which time of the year do you want to check which project? Let's say the maize production, as an example, in a given area in the context of a support to land reform process. Do you want to go and check on those at planting time, November, October, or do you want to watch harvest time, you know, April, May, when you have got a good idea of the kind of crop that is expected? So that's where you're going to get a proposal to the general nature, you know, for us. But I'm just going to make it so we don't forget it, unless we don't have another focus where, you know, such a transition, you know, in the near future. You know, just how many years is it past, yes, then we can set them the place. Thanks.
Well, what would you like to know about
various members of the committee, you know, go around and do overstats and try to increase the reach of what the politicians here do. I don't have a problem with that idea. I just think if the intention is to be able to comprehensively understand the state of landform projects and what you're supposed to be monitoring, I don't think that's an effective way. We are not researchers, we are not under that kind of a time. I think what we can do is keep a view, give an opinion. If we want to generate ongoing information useful to this committee to deal at an aggregate level that we are dealing with things here, I would actually say that this is something we should treat as an annual research project. Isn't that something where students can get involved, institutions can get involved, of universities where agreed upon outcomes that we're monitoring, we spoke about it earlier at the microeconomic level, of the business model level, as well as at an aggregate level, where assessments are done on an annual basis, and that's the kind of thing that also be linked up to research and training some of the other departments as well. I would also suggest that, you know, we look at having an assessment of the various districts, what institutions are in place. Successful land reform is the certain ecology that needs to be in place. Access to call it short-term finance. Access to various government institutions. So I think that the assessment can also be done at that level. That's the kind of information that we get fed through to this committee in a structured manner. And then that also enhances our ability to do meaningful oversight. Thanks.
Mr. Chair,
thank you.
The chair's suggestion is, instead of being reliant on the department to identify project concerns, we must do in our own own normal practical use of normal, but not everyday constitutional work. Also identify projects and a sub with those projects when we are to go to say the free state, I'm from free state. We have a response department say these are the projects that have been identified. But because I'm from free state, you know, I don't agree with this. There's this problem in that project that I think we should also look at. So the management committee will then look at it and finalize what are the projects that we should visit. All the things that both Honorable Bhutani and Chief have been saying is things that we need to do. But we must also understand, if we formalize our constitution to work, we can come back to Parliament and say, but I'm going now, over such like, let me use my example, I'm deployed from my party in Emmanuel, but I've taken it upon myself to extend it to the whole of the world, and also to the whole of the West. So I interact with everyone. But when I go, I don't come back and bring to the committee and say, but I've gone to West Coast. This is my post, so I need to be here first. Because there are that kind of implications. So I think what I'm trying to say is that the chairperson is suggesting is to say to us, let us not be dependent solely on what departments is presenting us. Let us also try and influence what process we need to go in. And with that, that's what you want to say.
Thank you very much. I think we should take the last slide from Honorable Chavelin. This was the issue that was raised by you, Honorable Chavelin, on the putting more emphasis on oversight on those products by our character committee. You get examples of those good and not so good projects in the government and all those things. So we just want to wrap it up. What will be the mechanism to really ask the committee to make us move toward a particular objective? Thank you.
Thank you. a number of community meetings called to brief claims about the problems. That will be able to say that.
And then some of them can get webinars and then they can want to work about that. Thank you. And I don't think we have like strength in various, but I think it's about idea generation exercise as well. No idea is wrong.
Exactly, that's fine. I think there's actually different proposals brought to us. One is the proposal from the chair, which I don't think there's any problem with this. You know, we extend our reach. I also think we are all, you know, we will pick up immediately amongst one another when the system is not being used. I think there's ways and means of enhancing our own oversight. I'm quite happy to be seen as the representatives of the Western region, and I think the same that I'm in chief. Of course, we also care about the places that we represent, and I think that's part of what enriches this process. So I have no problem with hearing about the good things. In fact, I find it very useful and has applicability in other areas as well. That's part of the cross-pollination that's required. My proposal really revolves on, it's a different proposal, it revolves on the data that is not available to this committee. And developing a research system take into account our limited resources as a committee, where we can get reliable data as to the success of projects that you're supposed to oversight on. Think about, give you an example, there's still a big holes in the land. There's one of the features that academic after academic that came to this committee has told us, there's an absence of data. In this particular field, with this area that we're dealing with. Without that, we cannot really truly do our oversight functioning to our full extent. And I would suggest that one of the things we look at is how can this committee and the research capacity of this committee link up with other institutions, link up with being able to inform the outcomes that we deal with. And I think that's something that, again, we don't have to kill all the detail here, but it's something we're thinking about and putting our heads together. And can I also say, it's not a criticism on a committee research or research. It's a criticism of the research capacity that is available to committees given our diverse and complex society. Thanks.
Thank you, member. I think all the suggested, the proposed mechanisms to ensure that that particular objective will be looked at, and then whatever is possible is measurable will be looked at the plan. But all of them are very valid, and I think the last one that Honorable Lucas is also proposing will also be looked at. I must say that I am aware that we need to leave this venue, or we need to attend the workshop at least by 3:45, but Honorable Member have to catch the bus that leaves at 5. Correct? Yes. What about 5? Oh, you said what about 5? Okay, then we can leave about 5:05. Okay. I'd like to commit to the time when I stop so that the deficit can have 5 minutes of official closure. I'm going to say that there's not much left in terms of how we lead the issues raised with the objectives and the action. But okay, some of them are very high energy, but can be raised. But I think the chairperson threw an energy to decide for the time when this was the brain from the second stop. Do we be mindful or sense of ability? Fine. But after that, finish my question. Oh, that's fine. We'll stop at 3:40. Thank you. The other one was that the commission plans so that there's a public participation process, and they must ensure that they must actually ask, they must have a so-called restriction in our arrest, restriction in our. So that's very successful sometimes we can hold the committee accountable and make sure that they do it. That's very, very straightforward. And some of the issues actually have already, you know, the things that we need to do and measure whether they are being done. And then to work, then to have them, that needs to be communicated.
the of architecture in all the local issues. So I think there is both legislation and particularly in general, so that we will not found one thing. It's a process. So in other words, all the legislation that's in front of the community, so that we will be able to track again what public participation and mechanisms are going to happen, rather by breaking the everything. So that is the first one.
This could include, because the department gave us their legislative program, so we know that the ones they are in holding back. So we're not talking the ones, in fact, the good ones in the community. So we're talking even the ones they hold in back, because they did, they hand it for our as for a backlog, and it's come as over time. So part of our program will be to pull it from the department.
Basically, that we need to, the committee needs to mention the department to bring those to Parliament so that the same committee is able to land on time. The challenge is that we don't know, and it does make it very difficult. And the President of the cannot issue that we as a committee, I thought that cannot say that we make plans, but we are not able to implement plans. The plans are implemented, but there are a number of plans that have been set up. Access to those things, changing in the parliament, process, and everything. I must say that in the plan that we want to prepare, the section that is resource-criterion, all of the section that you prepare, because you plan, but it doesn't mean that you are likely to achieve what you said you want to achieve because of those risks. But those things you spell are fast, so that they have to share time for the plan. Those are well stated in advance to say that this could not happen because of the disease. One other question, thank
you. I just want to question to our chair. Not that we're putting you on the spot, but in the context of what we have just introduced as the last topic, I didn't say last topic of the day. One of the concerning factors when it comes to doing outreach work, so to speak, the question of funding. Do the committee chairs have any role to play in the drafting of the parliamentary budget?
Something else that can be discussed outside this meeting.
I can bring it back. Thank you, my colleagues.
The other thing that I've raised, the question has given you kind of question to the honorable member in terms of the weight of the operations of the committee. The system to track resolution of the committee or recommendation of the committee. I've always been questioning the plan of the committee where they choose indicators such as that resource responsible. And you don't reflect on what is the report. Because what the report says, committee makes recommendations. We have seen the AEC, we recommend the department of AEC by this. That's not reflected in it, only reflected in the report. So, what the chairman is saying needed is somehow a report which will tell whether the solution that was made for the department to attempt to issue or over to or something like that. So, that's what the chairman, so that they need to have that information for the committee. But I'm asking that. Parliament has been working on that for Parliament Council for every group at House position, at the House level, and at the committee level. The team that works on that, that are working on that Parliament, so I don't know how far they are. But one is ready to be rolled out for committee for the lowest that you know, detention monitored on a regular basis by the definition of committee or members of the committee or even the external of the committee. So then what I'm not saying is going to be another expectation from the current one that I have to say that one person is going to be available so that the members of the committee can be able to use that as a reflect committee to get focus. Thank you, Mr.
Chairman. I don't think that it's currently, you know, it's also to do people who are managing us, the regions, that rather than remind you on the whole tricking system for resolution that we've been talking about for many years, they rather use the money to put in security gains and making our lives difficult. That's the problem. So the reason that you know our parents is that we don't really know what I'm
talking about.
No, let's say that the
But the most important thing was the special for the one important transaction for the reason was very, very clear. Tragic partners, and the other one was about the effectiveness of the committee support with regard to the logistics and how can, you know, we the members themselves are where, you know, we find ourselves to go to places that we don't know where we have information. So information can be available by you by asking members in the center. So those were the things that we are able to do that.
Second,
Chair, I think gravity, a scientific concept like gravity doesn't know the color or us. But having said that, I think to me it's important to get a diversity of inputs for us as politicians to be making. You know, somebody can be something I completely disagree with, but I still win from it. And I think that's the kind of mindset that we should have. We should not have committee failures when it comes to academics coming to we actually need to get diversity of people that we want them to disagree with us, we want them to disagree with one another. So that's how we're going to generate, I think, valuable information. And at the same time, I think there's also fields, academic fields, that really is of a scientific nature. And I think we need to look at what those best practices are. I'll just use an example. There's very interesting land reform possibilities in terms of support that can be given. If you look at places like Brazil, the biggest single stretch of underutilized agriculture land that's not commercially utilized and can make a massive impact on the world of it finds in a certain climatic zone of Brazil. The second biggest part of the world, in terms of exactly that, the same set of criteria is actually just north of us in Africa. You know, so these are also things that I think we need to look at, and not just get bogged down in the moment. So I would suggest we also give it a thought of what research we need coming to this, and it's also whatever going to be taken over us in the future. What's the research based the capital that this committee has around? Thanks.
Another way of teaching the cost would be to invite an academic officer. Many much shape what brings, because America was great in agriculture. They can never come here to share their thoughts instead of asking to go in. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member, for the contribution. As I indicated, that we are putting here to cut the process. I know that there was a great deal of work that was covered. And not very encouraging that we managed to, you know, get those problems, those issues that keep us away, and also at the same time, you know, think together, work together to see really what must be done. I think it was a very interesting, interactive exercise. We'll make sure that when you see the document, you will see that this is what you said. This is the thing that you said. And of course, it's a document that will be given to you for further review and edition. It's not going to come to you as a rubber-stamped document, so it will come to you as a draft. The only part that is going to remain there is the target that we need to deal with. We only deal with the rest of the document. I promise on behalf of my colleagues that we will get all that we need to do just by when. I cannot commit for my security, except that we will give the direction. But thank you very much for my time. It was good working with you, and I'm looking forward to working with you again. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, facilitator. Before concluding, let me just indicate to members that in South Africa we've got few institutions that are dealing with issues. Especially they don't depend on the departmental reports, but they go down to the people to make their research. So secondly, the people who have been invited here, we don't meet them, they voluntarily come to the committee to share the information they are finding. We are free of charge. Honourable members, the office of the AG is absent, and one staff member has been there. Our support staff, our facilitator. Let me indicate that this was an informative training. I think it will not be the last training, but this is the beginning, honourable member. We still have 4 years here in Parliament. We've got enough time. No, it's four. Well, training for you. Yeah. I hope that after this we'll be able to be focused and also be able to fulfill our mandate. We have been free to highlight on our weaknesses and also on our strengths. But Furthermore, we can keep on talking each and every day, but we need the support from the institution for us to be able to execute our mandate. Because we can plan, but if there's no support, then our plan will just get that. Let me just indicate that the support staff and the project manager will help us and to consolidate the information, pack it, and also present a draft to the committee, probably the next meeting before, because next week there's no committee meeting, therefore you have enough time to develop that draft. Members will consider the draft and make changes if there will be any changes after that draft has been considered. That's not the support or that plan needs to be approved. Then we know that after the approval, we have to implement the plan. But not stopping in implementing the plan, because after implementation, there's a need for evaluation or assessment so that you can see whether we've been able to implement some of the activities that we plan ourselves as a committee to do, whether we've not, if not, what are the reasons. So that whether we plan, we'll be able to take with some of the activities to the forthcoming year. Let me therefore take this opportunity to thank honorable members for their attendance, although it's our responsibility to be here, our members of parliament, to be for travel, and also to thank the presenters in absentia for gathering the information and coming to this committee, sharing their research, community research findings with us. Also, that one will make our work very much easy, especially on the issues that have been mentioned by Dr. on some of, you know, of the issues that are affecting the communities on the ground, especially on the ICP land, because at this committee, we have to make some follow-up. We don't just have this presentation, but some of the presentations are an eye-opener for the community to see where to go and oversight, because oversight must come with a solution or with the improvement of the performance. And also to thank the facilitators for the good work that they've done. We have facilitators yesterday, Honorable Fridana was our facilitator, Honorable Stella was our facilitator, Honorable Walters was supposed to be our facilitator. But I also thank you for that. Members, you must know that we agreed to the committee meeting that for our public hearing on the amendment bill to be effective, we have to conduct the hearing during the weekend. So I request that all the members are being themselves so that our hearings can be effective. Then I think the draft will be circulated to us so that when we meet in the that other week on the 12th, from the 2nd to the 12th, then we'll be able to consider that draft and also guide the dates for those public hearings. Thank you very much, Mr. Dolo. I think the session was very much interesting, effective, and informative. We'll keep on inviting you. I'm not aware that you're from this institution for my first time to be here today. I was shocked when they said you are a project manager of parliament. Then I said, how parliament? Thank you very much. We'll keep on inviting you. Thank you very much. Can I take this opportunity and get this session officially? So, thank you very much.